And now to Syria. There has been fierce fighting between the military and foreign-backed militants over control of the historic Christian town of Maalula. Insurgents had earlier claimed they are in full control of the town. Now the government has rejected the militants' claim. The tiny town, just an hour's drive northeast of the capital, Damascus, has seen intense battles between army troops and militants who are mostly members of Al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Nusra Front. Residents of the town say the insurgents attacked their homes and churches shortly after they entered the town. Well, let's switch over to Maalula Press TV's correspondent, Anla Ibrahim. Anla, do I have you? Because first of all, I just want to say that I'm so glad that you're okay, because I was afraid after the last time we were talking that unfortunately you had been attacked. Anla, can you hear me?
Thank you. The situation is still very dangerous in Maalula right now. We're still at the entrance of Maalula with units of the Syrian army preparing to enter the town. As I told you before, unfortunately, the insurgents have the higher ground, and they're taking, using snipers and mortar shots to slow down the movement of the Syrian army. The Syrian army is using locals as guides in these mountainous areas, as you saw in the live feed that we sent you. It's a very difficult terrain. It's a very challenging battle. Officers we've spoken to here in the standoff situation we have before they entered, and they told us that they're confident that they will be able to regain control over Maalula. But the question now is at what price? They're trying to minimize human casualties in the ranks of the Syrian army. This is why they're proceeding with great caution. Also, you understand the historic value of Maalula. It's one of the oldest towns, not only for the Christian community in Syria. It has some prehistoric remains. Mm-hmm. The officers told us that they are very concerned on the toll the military operation would take on the town. As a result, they would like to be very careful to minimize also material damage in the city.
Well, what about in general as far as the situation, how dangerous it is right now for the residents of that town, being that they are Christian, and we have seen these terrorists or so-called insurgents, what they have done throughout the 2.5 years, especially, of course, with Muslims and also with the minorities. How dangerous and fragile is their situation right now as a town, the majority of the town is under the insurgents' control?
Well, it is a human tragedy. The majority of the people have fled the town. You should mention here that Maalula is mainly Christian, but it has an Islamic population in it. Both the Islamic population, Muslim population, and the Christian population were prosecuted by the insurgents. Their homes looted, some of the houses were burnt. There are reports that the residents of Maalula yesterday told us there were cases of kidnapping.
All right, thank you so much. That's Anla Ibrahim out of Maalula. That's the majority Christian town right outside, an hour or so outside the capital of Damascus, as Syrian troops try to retake that town from insurgents.